الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكة فقال: ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا: جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. فقال: ملائكتي أبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء بعزتي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. قال: فيقول: ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dear respected brothers and elders, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day are innumerable. In the hadith that he had mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day addresses the malaika and asks the malaika that, O my malaika, what is the reward, or what is the recompensation for that laborer or that employee who fulfills the task that he was given, that he was entrusted with? So the malaika reply that his reward is that he be full, recompensed in full for whatever he was entrusted with. Whatever he was promised, his right that he be recompensed with whatever he was promised. So Rasulullah sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudsi that, O my malaika, my servants, throughout the entire month, whatever I had commanded them with, قَضُوا فَرِيضَتِي عَلَيْهِمْ, that what I had made faraz upon them, they had fulfilled it. But not only that, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, not only that what was faraz, but that what was sunnah, that was what was advised to us, that what was prescribed to us, we added that on top of what was made faraz for us. So on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that then they, not only did they fulfill what they were commanded to do, what was made faraz upon them, but after that, on the day of Eid, they come out, يَعُجُّونَ إِلَى الدُّعَى. So to put into perspective also, one is, this is a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing, a day of getting together with the family. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the description of this day, ثُمَّ خَرَجُوا يَعُجُّونَ إِلَى الدُّعَى. That we have been making ibadah during the month of Ramadan. We have been asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. But it does not end there. ثُمَّ خَرَجُوا يَعُجُّونَ إِلَى الدُّعَى. On this day, an indication towards what is still to come. We still ask Allah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only during the month of Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, that بَعِزَّتِي وَعُلُوِّي وَارْتِفَاعِ مَكَانِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam in his high status, in his honor, in his izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes multiple qasams, multiple oaths. لَأُجِيبَنَّهُمْ, whatever they ask on this day, I will most definitely give it to them. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قُومُوا مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That stand up, you have been forgiven, and all your bad deeds have now been changed into good deeds. So this, my dear brothers, is an indication, like one of the pious predecessors mentioned, when it was brought before him, that there is such and such a nation, that during the month of Ramadan, they reach such levels of ibadah, that no other nation or no other group can come close to the level of ibadah that they reach during the month of Ramadan. But out of the month of Ramadan, the ibadah is more or less non-existent. So the Salaf Salihin mentions that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year with consistency is better for me. And then he mentions that you have to be, don't be a Ramadani or a Sha'bani or a Shawwali. You don't be a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only during the month of Ramadan or during the month of Sha'ban or during the month of Shawwal. But you be a Rabbani, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year. You a person who has cognizance of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped, or we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do ibadah throughout the year. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to mention, and this, my dear brothers, is a lesson for us. كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنَ الْعَمَلِ. Then alhamdulillah, you have done good actions. You have asked of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have fulfilled the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. But more emphasis than we placed on doing the action, we should place on being concerned that the action is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes on further to explain, أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. Merely carrying out the action is not an indication of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But an indication of acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that after doing the action, you continue with the actions commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from doing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That those who adopt taqwa, and an indication that your fasting has been accepted, that your actions during the month of Ramadan has been accepted, is that after the month of Ramadan, the taqwa comes into your heart. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If shaitan gets hold of you, then immediately you take note. You bring it to your attention that this is the act of shaitan. Shaitan is taking hold of me. And immediately turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that you manage to stay away from sin completely. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about taqwa in the Quran Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His servants in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about abstaining from sin totally, but making an effort to stay away from sin. And when shaitan gets hold of you, then you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. And when taqwa comes into our lives, my dear brothers, then we find that the way we approach our lives will be very different. The benefits of taqwa is not only for the life of the hereafter, but it is also for the life of this world. In Surah At-Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three benefits that when taqwa comes into a person's heart, when taqwa comes into a person's life, the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person is not only for the hereafter, but also in this world. And many a times a person would see it with his own eyes, that the moment he stays away from sin, the moment he shifts his focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship he is going through in this world, sometimes it is not removed completely, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the ability to overcome it, to handle it. This month of Ramadan, unfortunately we hear this now continuously. Like the last year that we had to experience, we had never experienced such difficulty before. And every year, we carry on making the same statement. The difficulty that we had experienced, the events that had transpired, something that we had never seen in our lives before. And unfortunately, the events of the last month as well, and the indications of what is to come as well, as far as dunyawi concerns go, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But The predictions for the year to come are not looking very promising. So naturally, people will already begin to become concerned. There are going to be fuel shortages. With fuel shortages comes food shortages. This sort of difficulty, that sort of difficulty. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Shaitan always dangled the fear of poverty in front of everyone. In front of insan, the fear of poverty will always be dangled. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Our attention, our focus should not be on what Shaitan is saying, that fear that is being portrayed by Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Shift our focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come unto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only during the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was proof, was an exercise that we have the ability of staying away from haram. We have the ability of living a life of ita'ah, of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is up to us to shift the focus from intensity to consistency. We were intense with our ibadah during the month of Ramadan. Now we should shift towards consistency. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is done with consistency, even though it may be less. We may not be able to read the level of Quran that we've been reading during the month of Ramadan, but for Allah's sake, open the Quran. We may not be able to make as much zikrullah out of the month of Ramadan as we had been doing during the month of Ramadan, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take out the tasbih and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, naturally, if we are not fasting, we will not be making such a lengthy dua. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a few minutes every day, keep the door of dua open, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when taqwa comes into our lives, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That fear of poverty is naturally removed once this heart is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we entrust everything unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the provider. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the protector. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the sustainer. The famous hadith, wherein there were three individuals who were trapped in a cave prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was inclement weather. They had taken shelter in a cave. Whilst they had taken shelter in the cave, a rock came and blocked the entrance of the cave. Immediately, what did they resort to? They resorted to dua, but not just dua, dua linked to a good action of theirs during their life. One of the brothers turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, "Oh Allah, my parents had requested some milk. I went out to get the milk. By the time I came back, they were gone to sleep. I stood in front of them the entire night. When they woke up, they saw me standing with the milk. Oh Allah, on account of this good action, Ya Allah, assist us." The rock moved a little bit. The one brother says, that Oh Allah, this is what I want to bring our attention to. He says, Oh Allah, I had a female cousin, was in dire need. She needed some financial assistance. And when she approached me, I asked her to hand herself over to me in lieu of the assistance that she required. And when she made herself available, she said to me, "Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I controlled myself. Oh Allah, on account of me fearing you, Oh Allah, please assist us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them access to free themselves from the cave. Hadith mentions, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. That on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be above the person's head. And the only shade will be the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be seven categories of people who will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the seven categories will be that person, رَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. That person who, a beautiful woman of good lineage, calls him. And in reply he tells her, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, that I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, my dear brothers, it may not take place physically in this way that has been mentioned. But with the technology at our access, the technology that we have access to, those devices within our pockets, the click of a button, the most unpunishable things are accessible to us. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to all of this. What we are looking at our devices, what we are doing in our workplaces, what we are listening to, what we are doing in our free time, we assume that we are locking the door. We assume that nobody can see what we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. The month of Ramadan is gone, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still aware of what we are doing. It does not mean that the moon of Eid is sighted, that now we can revert back to the lives that we are living. When we take out the device, when we're logging onto our computers, keep in mind this hadith, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shade of the arsh is promised for that person who gives up haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when taqwa comes into our heart, at that moment, my dear brothers, when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You are going through some difficulty, you are going through hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open an avenue for you. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. You're going through financial stress, financial difficulty. Sustenance will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in avenues that you will not even anticipate. You will not even realize that or expect sustenance to come from that avenue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to it. And the third promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That person who adopts taqwa, continues to live after the month of Ramadan, like he is during the month of Ramadan, so that the day that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be like the day of Eid. Sometimes a person is going through some social dilemma, some dilemma in his workplace. He feels that he cannot come out of this. The solution is rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give up haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your task easy for you. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. So beginning with today, the day of Eid, this is the day generally when shaitan already gets hold of a person with the various Eid celebrations. Intermingling will be taking place. Listening to haram will be taking place. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we are involved unknowingly. Extravagance. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That we are extravagant, perhaps arrangements have already been made. As far as possible, stay away from wastage. Consider our brothers and sisters across the globe, who has spent the entire month of Ramadan in difficulty, in hardship. Yesterday was the day of Eid for many of them. They did not have anything to consume. They went through the month of Ramadan fasting without anything to make sari with or iftar. And when we have the shift of focus, when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ourselves, and ask for our brothers and sisters in the various countries. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So the tartib of Eid Salah is as follows. First, the Eid Salah will take place without any azan or iqama. The Eid Salah will be as follows. That the takbir will take place. You will tie your hands. Takbir will take place, you will lower your hands. Takbir, the second takbir will take place, you will lower your hands. On the third takbir, then you will tie your hands. Then the rakat will continue as normal. Then the second rakat, when Brother can in the meantime make the safs, inshallah. And in the second rakat, that when the second rakat will begin as normal. That when the qiraat is completed, the imam will make one takbir, you will raise your hands and lower it. On the second takbir, you will raise your hand and lower it. On the third takbir, you will raise your hand and lower it. On the fourth takbir, you will go into ruku. And then the salah will commence as normal, inshallah. After the salah, the dua will take place. And after the dua, the brothers are requested to remain seated. The khutbah will take place, inshallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا من ترى مكاننا وتسمع كلامنا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا يا غفار الذنوب يا غفار الذنوب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة عامة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم اجعلنا ممن قيل لهم قوموا مغفور لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت
اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، ونعوذ بك من البلاء والوباء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، خاصة في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا، وأصلح ذات بيننا، واهدنا سبل السلام، وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت، ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا، نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا، ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم، ومزق جمعهم، ودمر ديارهم، وخالف بين كلمتهم، وامحو آثارهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا تردهم عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم، ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. Oh my beloved Allah, oh the most merciful Allah, oh the one who sees everything, oh the one who hears everything, oh the one who knows what we see, what we assume that we see, oh the one who knows that our hearts conceal. Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, after fasting the whole month, Ya Allah, after a month of crying to you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on a day that you have promised, Ya Allah, that if you come out, Ya Allah, seeking your forgiveness, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have promised, Ya Allah, that you are going to recompense us, Ya Allah, for our ibadah during this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised on this day that you are going to say, قُومُ مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Ya Allah, we come to you with a lot of sayyat. Ya Allah, we come to you with a lot of sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we come to you drenched, soaked in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there was not a command, Ya Allah, that you had laid down, Ya Allah, that we had not broken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we come before you, Ya Allah. مُقِرٌ بِالذُّنُوبِ. Ya Allah, we come confessing our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no justification for our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no concealing our sins in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are no excuses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we come before you, Ya Allah, begging of you, asking of you, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of our sins, Ya Allah, forgive it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we committed openly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we committed in secrecy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we committed intentionally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that we committed unintentionally, Ya Allah. Knowingly, Ya Allah, we committed sins. Unknowingly, we committed sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins, Ya Allah, that we are not aware of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that we did not even know were sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of these actions, Ya Allah. Nothing is beyond you, Ya Allah. In one fell swoop, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you clean our slates, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, clean our slates, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you clean our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a good death, Ya Allah. Death on kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Death in the Mubarak lands of your Huzuri Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkatul Mukarrama. Ya Allah, death on shahadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, death, Ya Allah, free from sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make our hisab kitab easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our family members that had passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many of us that during this month have lost family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our family members that have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the qabr a garden of Jannah for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it a pit from the pits of the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the qabr easy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from the qabr, azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the pangs of sakaratul maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our maut easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us to drink from the hands of Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hose Qosar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the ability, Ya Allah, to cross the pool sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to enter Jannah without reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the neighborhood and companionship of Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Firdos, in Jannatul Firdos al-A'la, al-Firdos al-A'la, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the difficulties of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the hardships of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us easy sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us istighna'iyat, Ya Allah. You grant us independence, Ya Allah, in all avenues of life, Ya Allah. Be it financially, grant us independence, Ya Allah. Physically, Ya Allah, grant us physical independence till we pass away, Ya Allah. A good health, Ya Allah. Grant us our sight, Ya Allah, till the day we pass away. Ya Allah, our hearing, Ya Allah. Our physical capabilities, Ya Allah. The ability to make sajda to you, Ya Allah. Do not take that away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the ability to remain steadfast on our amal, Ya Allah. Steadfast on our 5 times salat, Ya Allah, till our dying day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live our entire lives, Ya Allah, like we have been living during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. With ibadah, with tilawa, with zikrullah, with durood, Ya Allah. With closeness to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you do not take away the ability, Ya Allah, of continuously gaining closeness to you, Ya Allah. So that the day that we meet you will be the day of true Eid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the hadith, Ya Allah, that the greatest ni'mat upon the jannatis, Ya Allah, that they will be exposed to your grandeur, your magnificence, Ya Allah, that the pardas, Ya Allah, the veils between you and your creation will be removed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the ability to witness this beauty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the ability, Ya Allah, to be witness to your grandeur and your magnificence in the akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, life of this world, Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, there are many that are in debt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ease the debt from them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are many that have some social dilemmas, Ya Allah. You remove the social dilemmas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are brothers that are not talking, Ya Allah. Unite their hearts. Parents are not talking to the children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite their hearts. Spouses are having issues, Ya Allah. Remove those issues, Ya Allah. Grant them unity, barakah, happiness, joy, muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are those that are looking for spouses, Ya Allah. Grant them spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that do not have children, want children, Ya Allah. Grant them children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have children, Ya Allah, make our children pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us pious offspring, Ya Allah. Flag bearers of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people that will carry your deen throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah, that will be defenders of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters throughout the world are going through difficulty, going through hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers in Palestine, Ya Allah. How many decades are going through, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, remove the hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your enemies have transgressed all bounds, Ya Allah. The zulam, Ya Allah, that we are witnessing today, Ya Allah, has never been carried out before, Ya Allah.
They are worse than the Fir'aun, Ya Allah, and the Hamans that you have mentioned in the Quran. Ya Allah, if Hidayat is not written for them, Ya Allah, you destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we entrust them to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have taken care of Fir'aun, you have taken care of Haman, you have taken care of Ad and Thamud, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if Hidayat are not written for these Zalims, Ya Allah, you remove them from the face of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you obliterate them, Ya Allah. You show them your power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show them your might, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shake them. Allahumma khudhum akhdha azizi muqtadir. Ya Allah, you grab hold of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shake them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant the Muslims victory throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Masjidul Aqsa, Ya Allah. The month of Ramadan went through, Ya Allah, Masjidul Aqsa did not witness Itikaf. Do not witness Taraweeh Salah. Do not witness Eid Salah. Ya Allah, this is your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it is on account of our actions, Ya Allah, that the Haram is going through this difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we say that we will change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish the Ummah, Ya Allah, because of our actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, we make Tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we make Tawbah, Ya Allah, but remove the difficulty of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the children are suffering, Ya Allah, because of our actions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these are ummatis of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, these are recitals of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahumma ajjil binasrihim, ya qawiyu, ya aziz. Allah, Ya Allah, hasten to the assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much that there is to ask for. Ya Allah, you know more than us what we need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know better than us what we require, Ya Allah. Someone requires a new car, Ya Allah, grant it to him. Ya Allah, someone requires a home, Ya Allah, grant it to him. Ya Allah, as long as it is permissible, Ya Allah, grant it to us, Ya Allah. And most importantly, Ya Allah, grant us the best of the dunya, best of the qabr, Ya Allah, and best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers are requested to remain seated, inshallah the khutbah will commence, inshallah. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد واعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته وقال ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم
ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء فبعزتي وجلالي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلة العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الرب تبارك وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الله تبارك وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الرب تبارك وتعالى إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي أمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا رضي الله
الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم عليك بعدوك المحتلين الغاصبين، اللهم شتت شملهم ودمر ديارهم، اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. There's a sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم that on the day of Eid, when they would meet one another, then they would say, تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept mine and your good actions, inshallah.